latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and Newcastle have been knocked out of the Carabao Cup at the second round stage. They suffered a 3-2 home loss against Nottingham Forest on Wednesday night. Alexander Mitrovic had given the Magpies an early lead inside 3 minutes, but Jason Cummings scored twice to give Forest the lead. Rolando Ahrens did level things up before half-time. The match did go into extra time also, where Tyler Walker grabbed a winning goal for Forest, Newcastle being knocked out at the second round stage in a poor start to the season for Rafa Benitez's men. Meanwhile, according to reports, Newcastle are ready to splash as much as £16.5 million to acquire the services of Dennis Pryett. Newcastle manager Benitez has recently made a promising admission that he expects a host of new players to be arriving at St James's Park before the end of the summer transfer window next week, and it does look like the Magpies will be ramping up their efforts to sign top targets in the coming days. Anderlecht star Pryett has been incessantly linked with a move to Newcastle during the past few weeks, and reports had even claimed that the Magpies had placed a bid of around £13 million in an attempt to sign the Belgian international. Those claims have since been refuted, but in another development from Belgian outlets, it has been revealed that Newcastle are interested in signing Pryett and that the Tyneside outfit are ready to splash as much as £16.5 million to sign the 23-year-old. And finally now, according to reports, Rafa Benitez has not given up his hopes of bringing Stefan Jovetic to Newcastle this summer. Jovetic is said to be in favour of making a permanent transfer to Sevilla instead of making the switch to St James's Park. However, in a further development, reports in Italy have gone on to claim that Newcastle boss Benitez is not giving up on his hopes of signing Jovetic, and the Magpies is said to be readying another proposal for the ex-Manchester City man.